Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shadowray22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome to another Grid Commentary, where the category for this month is Love Potion Commotion. Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hello.
And Amber, like we said last episode, had a funeral this weekend. So today we'll be watching episode 20 of Power Rangers Ninja Storm titled I Love Lothar, written by Steve Slavkin and directed by Andrew Merrifield. In this episode, Lothar seizes control of the airwaves and broadcasts a television show, makes people fall in love with him. For those unaware what a commentary is, me and Austin will watch the episode on Netflix and we'll talk over it while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on Netflix if it's still on there, your DVDs, or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes, I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Deep in the mountains, Secret Ninja Academy is training our future protectors. Ancient Scrolls told if three would be chosen above the others. Three, who would become?
Go Power Rangers, go Ninja Storm.
Opening narration in the theme song instead of being a 30-second opening for the show that is in every episode. That makes a lot more sense to put it in the theme song.
I mean, honestly, that was still unnecessary also.
Yeah, but it makes it more mystical and like, oh, what is this about? Instead of having the open narration be like a 30-second opening narration that's like passed down by Paratron, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? We know already.
Right.
But it is a rocking theme song, though. It's up there.
This has to be top 10.
Oh, totally top 10, if not top 5.
Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, are they watching the prom too?
They're watching cheesy sitcoms, so maybe WandaVision.
Oh. They're like, okay, what the fuck is going on in this show?
They bootlegging? Or pirating?
I mean, they are villains.
Only evil people pirate.
Mm-hmm. I've never pirated in my life.
Same.
Unlikable.
It's Lothar's ponytail for me.
Yeah, it completes the look. Also, I feel like this whole episode is based around people not vibing with Lothar one air because people in the fandom at the time were like, oh, he's goofy. I can't take him seriously. Shut the fuck up. Lothar's amazing. Sit down, all you bitches.
Villains need to be scary.
And boring, like Optimus. Fucking got defeated by fucking binge eating.
The best villains are the goof ones.
They're the most memorable ones, too, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You really want a scary villain that's just generic evil? Yeah, because those are the memorable ones, right?
Ugh, they're so forgettable. But also, we're gay. We have different ideas. I'm like,
yeah, we like the camp. And Ninja Storm is the camp season.
Like, the camp season.
Mm-hmm. Each era has a camp season. And this one is Disney's.
Oh, sure.
I think you already know which one is the Neo Saban one.
Yeah. What's the camp season for original Saban, though?
Probably Mighty Morphin Season 3.
Okay, that's kind of camp. Oh, that tank top. Mm.
Stop making fun of Cam for wanting to cook.
Yeah, nerd.
And then they're like, oh, duh. Oh, geez.
Oh, those plastic $2 chairs.
Aren't those outdoor chairs too, like?
Yes. You feel like the legs are going to buckle the second you sit down in one of those chairs. Ugh. Those are like the chairs your, like, hillbilly, like, grandparents have outside, and they, like, go back out and sit down and smoke a cigarette.
Wow, that was very specific.
What? Well, it's very specific, but also accurate.
Yep.
Candy!
Love potion tablets.
Yum, 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 yum. You did? Why is this happening in a bake shop?
Are you seriously asking that question? Like, everything that happens anywhere in a Power Rangers season happens in the hangout, even if it doesn't make sense. Like, how many things in the Dinobuy and Riptide Gym happened in those things that didn't make sense? Like, a baseball team had a press conference in the Dinobuy Cafe and Dino Charge. Also, those outfits that Mar and Capri were wearing, I both love them and hate them at the same time. It looks like the 70s threw up on the 2000s, and I'm kind of here for it.
I didn't care for, shit, I get their names mixed up. Which one's Mar, which one's Capri?
Mar is the one with the pink hair. No, Mar is the one with the brown hair.
Oh, wow, see, you got it mixed up, too.
Capri's the one with the pink hair.
Capri's pink wig, I am living and gagging. Like, that's an outfit we would see on Drag Race.
100%. But female villains have always had the drag status and wardrobe, so honestly, they could do, like, a whole runway of just female lady villains for Power Rangers, because there's so many.
Why is it that they all just, like, fell in love with Tori instead of falling in love with each other?
Because Tori was in the middle.
But they were looking at each other.
They were looking at Tori in the middle of them.
I hate it.
Also, it's 2003. We're not ready for that yet. We're not even ready for it in 2021. You think they're going to do a gay shit in this? Come on, no.
That's why, like, a love potion stuff to me is always like, okay, this is very singled out. Ew. What the frick?
Aw, you're such a boy, Blake.
I would throw that over the fucking railing right there.
And then Cam's over here giving her acne face wash.
I mean, that's very nice.
Like, that's both, like, kind of cute and kind of insulting at the same time. Like, what are you saying, Cam? That she has acne?
Generic bottle of acne face wash ever.
Well, they're not gonna eat Johnson & Johnson's moisturizer, come on now.
That does not look like acne face wash. That looks like gel.
Yeah, probably was. Yeah, let's duel for a heart instead of telling her.
Why is he a samurai, but the rest of them are ninja?
Because Shurikenger had a samurai themed ranger.
Hmm.
Also, Cam's mother was a samurai, so when he time traveled back to whatever, he got the samurai amulet from her.
Oh, we don't talk about that.
You just hate time travel, period. No matter what happened, like, no matter what way it's used, you just hate it.
Because it's garbage, Mom.
Okay, time for a stand. Love the sweater vest, by the way.
Door doom.
I love Tori's battle cry.
Take them out with that broom, queen. Or no, that's not even a broom. Those are fucking paddles.
Where the fuck did I get all this stuff from? Shit. I'm like, I know it's a TV studio, but Jesus.
TV studios always have random shit.
True. Including a giant old knit.
It's like, Queen, you have a sword that you could whip out and just cut yourself out of that.
Love it. Love it. I would watch this daily.
Art.
I would binge watch this.
It's so good. Oh. Tied to a cactus? That's kind of kinky.
I love him so much. I love Lothar. Oh, and this is great.
I wonder, like, how much he was sweating under this outfit. Oh my gosh.
Mark and Brie continuing to be drag queens. Look at these outfits!
I know, right? I mean, masters of disguise.
Well, so let's talk about how much of a queen Mr. Ratwell is. He is like a 15 on the Kinsey scale.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
A little weird that Lothar's niece is playing his wife on the show.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Ew.
That's his niece by marriage. I don't think that makes it better, though.
It does not.
Hey, stop shading Lothar. He's great.
Right.
Haters.
I hope I Love Lothar gets renewed.
Also, Dustin and Shane are in each other's arms. Gay! Talking about ladies and then you do shit like this. I see you, Ninja Storm. I see you.
This dick measuring contest is so unnecessary.
They're under a spell. I get it.
Oh! Oh!
Kinda hot though, not gonna lie.
Cam was riding him.
Evil alien bedtime stories. Ugh, God. This episode is sending me.
They need to actually make that a real book.
I would read it.
I would buy it. The director.
He's also a homo. He can't be fighting. Way to go, bury your gaze trope.
Like, all that's over Tori.
What's wrong with Tori?
I'm kidding.
Fucking shading Tori. She's great.
Does she ever even end up with one of them?
No. Lothar is God? Did I say Lothar is God?
I didn't read it.
I think one of them said Lothar is God. Which, yeah, Lothar is God!
I wrote that sign, actually.
I mean, agreed. Yeah, kill the haters! Never fuck with a fangirl.
This is like the One Direction fandom or something. Like, those are the One Direction fangirls.
Or like those K-pop stans.
Oh, K-pop stans. K-pop stans have done, like, some good, though. Like, on, like, hashtags on social media.
I guess.
Like, we'd love to see that. Wow, that was so...
Was that easy?
Just use her teeth. Are you, sir? Mr. Sensei?
Did you say Sensei?
I did.
Sensei.
Sensei! I got it.
Oh, do you want to fuck the rat now?
Oh.
Now kiss.
I would like to see it.
Literally more to get you kick each other's asses. Zordon is rolling in his grave.
We're busy here.
Yeah. I'm trying to fight over a girl here. Do you mind? We're never gonna kiss either because this show hates kissing for some reason. Damn, Tori is fucking towering over those two suit actors.
Where's your phone?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
And we lost the fangirls.
Pew pew.
Oh wow. Could you imagine getting like killed by a rat monster?
Killed by the gay rat monster.
Like
that on your fucking tombstone.
You love sex, don't you?
Yeah.
I'll protect you with the power of love!
What?
Keep you. Way to go, you throw like 2 feet.
Also, what is that gonna do? You're just standing there. Oh, God.
Power of love.
He's like, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me, I'm a gay rat monster. I'm just a director, I'm not a fighter.
Dang.
Yeah, you went Tory.
Oh, I thought he was trying to hurt him.
No, he's like, you win. You get Tori.
This gay rat monster. She's like, oh my god.
I mean, she does like Blake, so.
Yeah.
But there's a little stuff with Cam, so I get why they did this episode.
They all saw the heart go out of them?
I guess so. Huh?
What?
I'm tired.
I got worked. Lothar rocks.
The fuck made this?
Litterers? What the heck?
I don't stand Lothar anymore. Ew.
Ew. I mean, there better not be a rerun.
Well, joke's on you, Lothar.
We deserve a season 2
of Ninja Storm? There is a 10 years after movie for Hurricane make it adapt.
That'd be fun. There's a lot of, like, decades after movies.
Yeah, Hurricane Decker Ranger. Gawanger. I doubt they'd ever do an RPM 10-year movie. Not 10-year movie, reunion movie.
Well, not now.
Like, all the actors are super famous from that season, so that's gonna happen.
Which is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was also weird to watch that Bling Empire on Netflix and, like, that girl to be like, oh, he's best known as being the Red Power Ranger.
That narrows it down.
I know, that is very specific. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You've just had, like, what, 20 of them?
Why do they need to use those, like, visor things in front of them?
The visor thing? Like, to open it up?
No, in the cockpit, when they, like, pull it in front of them and, like, away.
Oh, the power discs?
No, that little, like...
Oh, that thing. I don't know. Beats me.
It's so weird. And it's only the Thunder Rangers.
Yeah, I have no idea what those are supposed to be.
That looks some, like, eye doctor shit.
I don't know, maybe they're blind.
Let's go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That Megazord's ugly. That's my hot take of this.
Oh, Amber's not here, so someone has to be spicy.
Fucking mood.
What's with Blake's hair here? It's super messy.
It's a mess. Looks like he just woke up. Is that fried chicken?
Fried chicken? Weren't you learning to make smoothies?
Yeah, they were learning to make smoothies.
Oh, Dustin. Did they get those delivered to this waterfall? That's a question I'd like to answer to.
Now I want fried chicken. Maybe I'll order some when this is over.
Alrighty, so that was I Love Lothar from Power Rangers Ninja Storm. Do you have any hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
Like, the only takeaway I have for potion episodes is always, like, it is just so, like, blatantly heterosexual.
They always try to get with, like, shippies, like, see what we did there? We're growing this romance by having them fall in love. Or we get, like, goofy episodes where they fall in love with monsters, which is even better, like, in Dino Charge.
Like, that's always a good time. And I just love Lothar.
Yeah, I love Lothar. That stuff was hilarious, and I love everything Lothar does.
Like, his stands, like, get it, King.
Proud of that group, so I'd fit right in there. Alrighty, so that is the end of our I Love Lothar commentary. So what did you think of the episode? Let us know by tweeting us at the group PR. Tune in next time where we'll be starting birthday-themed episodes for March with a commentary for episode 11 of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue from Deep in the Shadows. Join us next week for a brand new episode of the group, but until then, everyone say bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches!